Welcome to Argue the Toss from GameIndustry.com. I'm Shella.
And I'm Drew. And together we're arguing about the things that really matter in games and films and stuff.
Indeed we are, and it is Season 5, Episode 15.
Indeed it is. Our post-summer break return episode.
Yeah.
So thank you for coming back to us and continuing listening.
I thought you were saying to me. You didn't just fuck off to Sweden and disappear on the face of the earth.
Thank you for deigning to return to the podcast that we do now that you're all doing fancy stuff off in Europe.
So I am in Sweden and Drew is in the UK. So we are now like an international podcast.
That is cool. And like absolutely nothing has changed in our recording method except that you are now just like a couple of extra 100 miles away. Well, yeah, even more than that. God, I don't know how far it is from here to Sweden, but we've still got the exact same recording setup as we did.
Yeah, so that's slightly disorganized.
Yeah, like I say, it's exactly the same. Like if you'd heard what we were going through before we started recording, it's just been kind of disastrous, but we seem to have it working now.
We do. Skype works against everyone who uses it.
So. Indeed.
True. So indeed. So what's the topic? I've forgotten the format we do this in.
Yeah.
What's the topic today, Drew?
Well, today we're looking at films and games, fulfilling like 2/3 of our brief. We're just going to be having a chat about some upcoming games and some upcoming films that we're looking forward to in the latter half of this year.
Yeah, so mine aren't, well, two of them I'm looking forward to games-wise, but one of them is just, it's like, yeah, it's such a big sort of thing that's on the landscape that...
We were both like, one of us has to mention it.
Right. And it's fallen to me, so, yeah, I think I brought it up and therefore, by default... so do you want to kick us off? Because yours is the most recent, so chronologically speaking, yours is the first to come out.
Yeah, I mean, games. Fine. Mine is so recent that by the time we actually put this episode up, it will be out. And it's something I've been looking forward to all year, is the Final Fantasy VIII Remaster release, which is not quite a remake or a remaster in the sense that the Final Fantasy VII thing is, but Final Fantasy VIII has always been kind of my secret favorite, even though it's kind of accepted that it's not the best one of the PlayStation era or even of any of the era. There are a lot of people who just don't really like it, but all of its weirdnesses and oddnesses and silly things, it's very breakable. It's got this very weird leveling system in which leveling up actually makes encounters harder. But it doesn't tell you that. It's just like, it's a very strange game, which is very easy to kind of manipulate and make trivial or make very difficult for yourself. And I just kind of love it. So, I know, it's genuinely because it's one of the games that I played when I was a kid that got me into JRPGs and RPGs in general, and it's just, like, I've played it a couple of times since then. It's not one of those games that I can return to that often because it is a 60-hour RPG, but, I've played it, I say that like I don't do that all the time, like I haven't been through all of the Dark Souls games, like, so many times.
I was just thinking exactly that. Is that, but you carve out 60 hours on a regular basis?
Yeah, I do. but still, it's not something you can jump into and jump out of. So I've only played it a couple of times since release. And I'm just looking forward to having that on my Switch so I can just take it around and, get a couple of, 30 minutes in here, 30 minutes there on the bus, on the train, on lunch breaks and stuff. So that's pretty cool, and I'm just really looking forward to spending some time with those characters again.
So mine is, it's just a short one really, because it's a short game. Yours will be out, so when does it come out? Is it
it came out on September the 3rd, so tomorrow.
That's tomorrow,
3 days ago,
because we like exist in two timelines.
Yeah.
We are a time loop podcast.
Mm-hmm.
So,
Incidentally, why not read my article? No, anyway.
So, 20th of September, Untitled Goose Game is finally coming out. And I saw someone on Twitter say, I can't believe they are actually going with Untitled Goose Game as
Yeah.
the title of their game. But yeah, I like that. So yeah, we've mentioned it before on the podcast. And so yeah, you probably have heard of it, but just in case you haven't, you play as an angry goose. Who is confounding the humans? I don't know if there's more than one human or if it's just one poor farmer
Yeah.
that is the butt of all the goose's jokes. And yeah, there's some sort of revenge scenario going on. I don't know.
I don't get the sense that he's angry. I just get the sense that he's an asshole.
A
He'd like
goose.
I've been calling it shitload goose since it came out, and I just that's
Right.
the personality that I'm going to play under if I get the opportunity to role play as a goose in that game.
Right, yeah. Well, geese are quite angry,
Yeah.
generally, though. A disgruntled goose, then perhaps.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think he's just, or it is just, yeah, who knows what the revenge story that could be going on. I mean, maybe the farmer's a terrible person, but it's, yeah, basically, if you haven't seen the trailer, it is a puzzle game where you have to disrupt the farmer in some way in order to get a sort of pathway through the garden and stuff to sort of like ruin his day. So whether it's, I don't know, what's an example of things that it does? It can like pull up plants and things that he's planting things, so he'll turn around and go on a different route so that you can get through a gate that you want to get to and stuff like that. Yeah, it just looks cool and really funny. Yeah,
It
it
looks
looks
like the
fun.
perfect game for when you come home from work after a difficult day and you just want to take your anger out on somebody. Just be a goose
Yeah.
for a while and run around and yeah.
Yeah. Run amok.
Exactly.
It's a perfect game for the world today.
Yeah. It is the game of our zeitgeist, the game of our time.
Yes, it is,
Future
exactly.
scholars will look back on it and say, yes, this perfectly encapsulates 2019.
Yeah, mood. Hashtag mood. Right, what's up next?
Well, speaking of games that come out on September the 20th, The Legend of Zelda: Link's Awakening comes out on September the 20th, also for Switch. Not the original Game Boy game, obviously. That came out 20 or so years ago now. Wow, probably even more than that. But it's been remade. It's been fully kind of converted into Link Between Worlds style 3D kind of cutesy graphics, and they have. I mean, it's been re like I think it's completely been ground up remade. It's going to be similar but not the same dungeons. It's going to be a slightly different world map, expanded mechanics, stuff like that. And it also comes with kind of a dungeon creation kit, which is really cool. And I don't think it's going to be kind of as extensive as, for example, Mario Maker is in making Mario levels. But it is cool to finally have a Zelda dungeon maker, even if it just seems like you're going to be kind of slotting different rooms together rather than designing the whole thing from the ground up. But I'm really looking forward to kind of experimenting with that.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
My next game skips ahead to November, and I keep forgetting this is actually happening. I suppose if we go in chronological order, it's the wooden spoon game, so it's not that one. So my second game comes out on the 8th of November, and that is Death Stranding.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, the wooden spoon game, as yeah, just for us. Yeah, it's not about Untitled Wooden Spoon Game, if you've not heard of it. Play as an angry spoon.
Yeah, you just have to fall off the kitchen rack at
Right.
inappropriate times to disrupt the cooking of the house. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Okay, so no, it's Death Stranding, a much more rational game.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm not looking forward to it. I'm interested to see what happens. I think even people who are excited by it at this point are confused and maybe sort of they've got a sort of a ball in the pit of their stomach that like actually maybe this won't be as good as I really wanted it to be. Yeah, because I think just when you have to sort of go on Twitter after one of your trailers to explain it, it's not really a great sign. Yeah, just more I see or hear about it, it just becomes more confused.
Yeah. I mean, I think some of that is part of just the Kojima experience in that he always puts out a lot of really just strange, misleading stuff. And, famously, nobody knew about Raiden and Metal Gear Solid 2 until that came out, and he always likes to wrong-foot people. But yeah, from what we've seen of the gameplay, it just looks weird, and I have no idea what that game is actually going to be. And, I hope I'm pleasantly surprised. I won't be surprised if that game doesn't turn out to be great. It will be popular. We know that much. It's going to sell bucket loads.
Yes, definitely. And yeah, and it is coming on the 8th of November, so that will be an interesting day. If nothing else, it'll be an interesting, I mean, hats off for at least doing something that isn't cookie cutter at all.
No. Yeah, I mean, and like whatever they've done, it's been a fantastic marketing campaign. You haven't been able to get away from Death Stranding for the last year or so. So,
No,
yeah.
right. Yeah. So, yeah.
Okay, cool. All
Enter
right.
the diary.
Yeah. So, my next game, I don't like actually have a specific release date for this one. I'm not sure. Like, I saw rumors that it was being delayed until 2020 as well, but all of the stuff that I could find in researching this episode pointed to it coming out in 2019 is Spelunky 2, which I mean, I've talked about Spelunky on the podcast before, how I spent like a year playing it essentially every day doing the daily challenges and just getting better at it, and then I stopped playing after I went on a cold streak of about 2 months where I just couldn't finish it at all. But it's really cool. If you haven't played Spelunky, probably a little bit too late to get into it now. There's not exactly an active community around it anymore, but it's a really mechanically interesting platformer, procedurally generated platformer, which gives you 16 levels and a few more depending on stuff you do in the game. And it's kind of very, it has that sort of Dark Souls challenge, which always appeals to me in that it's very difficult, but it's very fair. If you die, it's because you made a mistake and you can learn from it. So it's all about situational analysis and figuring out the best way to combat the problems that are presented to you. And because it's randomly generated, there's a huge amount of content in it, and it was also one of the first games to kind of implement the daily challenge thing, where they have a specific set of, they're still randomly generated levels, but they're generated the same for everybody, and everybody who plays the game kind of continues through those, and you kind of get to judge your skill against everybody else on a specific challenge. And since that updates daily, it was really good at getting me to come back to the game every day and just sort of have it like a ritual, which was just a really cool thing. And
Yeah, that's cool.
yeah, I've kind of fallen out of that now and haven't played Spelunky in quite a few months. I still occasionally just download it and install it and say, oh, I should go back to this and start doing it again, and then I never do. But I'm just really glad that there's a sequel coming out, and from all the trailers, it's going to be essentially just more of the same. It looks a lot better. It's got some more new physics stuff in it. It's got like water flow and lots of interesting kind of visual effects. But yeah, I'm just looking forward to seeing a new version of that game.
Cool. Yeah, so my last game is Shenmue 3, which is this is the one that I keep forgetting is coming out, which comes out on the 19th of November. I have that's all I know.
Excellent.
Although I forgot to look up anything, I'm
Oh.
just excited.
Yeah.
I don't know if there's been a new trailer or anything. I wouldn't be surprised if it'll be Tokyo Game Show. They start like, 'cause I haven't seen any big buzz about it yet. Have you?
No.
Have I missed something?
I mean, not
I missed
really.
some
I'm not a Shenmue fan, so
Shenmue
it's not
news.
a scene that I keep up with. Like the last I saw of this was essentially the announcement trailer where
Yeah,
they announced the
exactly.
crowdfunding thing and it jumped up to millions very early on.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know people are really, really excited about it, but I didn't have a Dreamcast, so I missed Shenmue entirely. I didn't have a GameCube, so I missed Shenmue 2 as well. And I think it's, like, after reading about it, it's one of those things where I just think I'm not going to be able to go back and play that and enjoy it now, because it sounds like the consensus seems to be that it's dated very badly. Well, not badly, but it's difficult to play now.
I think so. So I'm just excited to see how, the sort of one of the very first open world games fares now in a world that is, sort of consumed by open world games. So yeah, it'd be really interesting to see what they do, and I expect there will be something at Tokyo Game Show, which is coming up soon. So cool, but yeah, I'm definitely gonna check it out because yeah, anything could happen.
Yeah, indeed.
Which is always quite exciting.
Cool.
So, on to films.
We had more to talk about when it came to films. There are a lot of films that we're both looking forward to, I think.
It's a shit ton of good films coming out.
Yeah, there really are. And not all of them kind of like mainstream stuff. There's a lot of just like A24 films, just very kind of specific, interesting, weird ideas that just look like they're going to be interesting. So do you want to go first on this one, or shall I?
I'll go first.
Okay, cool.
Mine's out this week. So yeah.
Ah,
So
yes.
I think it's out the same day. No, the day before this you will be listening to this if you're
Yes.
like hot off the press where Akutos releases an episode, which why wouldn't you be? So it is It 2, which comes out on the 6th of September, so that's this week. So we went to see the first one, was it last summer or something, and I knew of it, but and I knew there was the TV show and everybody went nuts for it when I was at school, and it's become this sort of like mythical sort of like TV experience. So yeah, I went into the film not knowing much apart from there's a clown in a drain, and I really enjoyed it. Yeah, I thought the cast was great, the cast of kids was great, and just the sort of atmosphere, the sort of 80s atmosphere without hitting you around the head with about it being the 80s, was just, yeah, it was just like quite subtly done. And yeah, I was just like came out of that quite surprised how much I liked it and really excited for the second one. And then watching the trailer, there is just some like creepy shit going on in that trailer. So I'm excited again.
Absolutely, in full agreement. I really enjoyed the first one. Like, I think we did an episode on it, didn't we? And I enjoyed it. There were some qualifications, and I have like watched the first one again relatively recently. And like, yeah, it's still really good. It's really scary. It's better on the big screen than on the small screen for obvious reasons. And there is like a kind of bit kind of in the middle where it goes through a lot of just it has to include every child, so it just has a scene where one of them's getting scared by the clown, moves on to the next one's being scared by the clown. But hopefully, like I'm still up for more of that. So even if the next film follows the same structure, then yeah, I'm fine with that.
And it's got a good cast, James McAvoy, Jessica
Yeah.
Chastain, I can't remember who else, but yeah, it's like a pretty cool cast, so I mean just
Yep.
those two makes it
Yes.
watchable.
Yeah, absolutely.
So yeah, it looks good and creepy.
Cool. Okay, so my f the film I'm most looking forward to, I think this in this in autumn, I think it's out in the next couple of months, is Rian Johnson's new film, which is called Knives Out, and it star I think it also stars. No, I don't think it's just. Oh, hold on, I'm gonna have to just look that up. Sorry.
I know nothing about this film, but I love Rian Johnson so much. So I'm really excited. I just, yeah, didn't even know it was happening, but I suppose I've been like moving my life from one country to another, so I have like really had my finger on the like film release pulse. But has it got Chris Evans in it?
It does. Yeah, sorry, I was just
Yeah, in
looking
a
that up.
cardigan.
Yes, it does. So it's essentially a whodunit kind of Agatha Christie murder mystery, which is just a really cool thing for a director like Rian Johnson to tackle because he does genre very well. But it's got kind of Daniel Craig as a southern detective, and it's all about a family with Chris Evans, Jamie Lee Curtis, Toni Collette in it. It's got a really kind of nice character actor cast, and they're doing a murder mystery Agatha Christie thing, which just sounds like it's going to be so cool.
Because he's really good at structure and genre, like you say, so that's gonna be good. I'm excited. When is that out?
That is out on November the 27th. Wide release,
Cool.
anyway. It's a couple of film festivals before that. So check it out if you're going to a film festival. But yeah, the rest of us will have to wait.
Cool. Next up is sweet. Yeah, so another horror one for me. So it is like all the cheekbones in Hollywood they could find. It is The Lighthouse, which has Willem Dafoe and Robert Pattinson, and it's in black and white, and it's like cheekbones a go-go.
And
And
mustaches as well. They've both got very nice mustaches.
right, yes. Yeah, so it's like lots of sort of shadowy, sort of hollowed cheeks and things. Yeah, and it is directed by Robert Eggers, of The Witch fame. So it's out on the 18th of October. It's just like full of atmosphere and creepy weirdness and all the things he sort of he did so well in the Witch. Yeah, so there's just like roiling seas, and they look like they're both going a bit like cabin fever is setting in. And yeah, it kind of reminded me, the trailer reminded me a bit of an Orson Welles film. Yeah, there's just that sense of menace, and yeah, those very sort of expressionist angles and stuff like that. So yeah, it looks like a good claustrophobic sort of horror.
And kind of not only is it shot in black and white, but it's also shot in a very narrow aspect ratio. So it's not even Academy ratio, it's like 1 to 120, so it's like 6:5. So it's very kind of in at the sides, like it would have been when shot at the time. But it makes it just so much more claustrophobic, so much more creepy. Every shot is just tight on a character, and yeah, you can just feel the lighthouse just loom, and or the cliffs or whatever it is just looming over behind them, boxing them in. It just looks like it's going to be dripping with atmosphere.
So it's a period piece set in it's two men in a lighthouse, and that is much, yeah, I'm just watching them sort of, yeah, psychological horror, it looks like. Looks brilliant. And what a car, I mean, like such a
Yeah, absolutely.
good
I mean, I
pair.
Robert Pattinson has like definitely demonstrated himself to be an amazing actor, which is cool. He's managed to
Really,
shake off like the Twilight, not curse, but the image that people had of him after doing a film like Twilight, even though he is really good in doing what he does in that film. In this trailer, I like kind of just wasn't completely convinced by him, but I'm sure that watching in like the full film, I'm sure he'll do a great job because.
I mean, he didn't get that much to do in the trailer. It was
No, exactly.
mostly Willem Dafoe that got dialogue, so he wasn't doing much. But yeah, he chooses really good films. He's one of those actors I like because he chooses well. So yeah, I'd put him kind of in Ryan Gosling camp in those terms. Is like, yeah, he always chooses quite interesting things. I've seen him in some really cool indie stuff. The Lighthouse.
Yeah, so from horror to more horror. So Doctor Sleep is coming out in, gosh, I don't know when. Let me just check when that is. It's coming out
I
October
don't know this
30th.
one at all.
Sorry?
I don't know. Sorry.
Yeah,
Sorry, I forgot.
sorry, I keep forgetting we're doing a podcast and just having a conversation with you.
I don't know this one at all. Do
Okay,
I?
so Dr. Sleep, if you don't know, it's a relatively recent Stephen King book, which is a sequel to The Shining, and someone is adapting it to into a film. Now, what's really interesting about this one, I've seen the trailer and it looks fine. They've got Ewan McGregor as Danny Torrance, which is, I mean, fine casting, I guess. He's a great actor. I'm sure he'll do well with it. What's interesting is that it's a direct cinematic sequel to the cinematic version of The Shining that adapts the sequel King novel. Now, Stephen King famously isn't a fan of Stanley Kubrick's Shining. He thinks it's not a good film. He thinks it misses the point. So it's just really weird that they've chosen to go with that particular cinematic universe to make this film. And I understand why they did, certainly from a financial perspective, because it's like a sequel to The Shining. But yeah, it's just, who is that film going to be for exactly? Because people who are huge fans of the original Shining are fans of it because it's like very specifically a Stanley Kubrick film. It's very him. And this, I'm not familiar with the director who's doing the new one, but I know he's not on. He hasn't got the cultural cachet that Stanley Kubrick has. So it doesn't seem like it's going to be fa for fans of the original film, and it doesn't seem like it's going to be something that's particularly good for fans of the novels either, because it's taking that different universe, you know? It's just a very strange one.
Interesting.
Yeah, I'm excited to see what it does.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that will be interesting. It's quite a thing to take on.
Yes.
Sequel to a Kubrick film is quite a thing.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm just saying, are there any other sequels to Kubrick films? Oh, like there's a sequel to 2001, which is like 2010. But yeah, let's not talk about that because I don't know anything about it.
No,
All right.
me either. So when is that one out?
That is out on October the 30th, worldwide. And November the 8th in the United States, which is, that's a strange use of the word worldwide, but yeah.
So not worldwide.
And no, you know, the rest of the world, the other world, yeah.
So the final film is called Queen and Slim, and it is the new Daniel Kaluuya film of Get Out fame and many other things he's been in, being awesome. He like almost stole the show in Widows. He was like so menacing. That was an incredible performance. So Queen and Slim is written by Lena Waite, who I think has won Emmys, definitely an award-winning writer. And it is essentially a Black Bonnie and Clyde, except so I think they're on a date, they're driving home, so two black leads. They get stopped by a white police officer, and you know, the thing we sort of expect that will happen these days happens, and there is like a kerfuffle, and he accidentally shoots the cop, and they go on the run.
That's a use of the word kerfuffle. Yeah, you know, there was just a little bit of a hullabaloo in which someone got shot and killed.
Well, you know, as British like to underplay everything. There's a little bit of a couple kerfuffle. More tea.
Yeah. Oh, he seems to be bleeding out.
the car. So they go on the run, and it just looks like an interesting kind of road trip through America as well, which is really interesting at this point in time particularly. So they go, and it looks like visit relatives, and you know, I think get some notoriety in a sort of Bonnie and Clyde style, but it also seems to be a sort of a road movie through, I think, largely Black America, but also America in general. And so I think it could be really interesting. And he is always extremely watchable.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, he's a really great actor. So that is 27th of November. Yeah, really looking forward to hopefully being able to see that. I'm not sure what the. It seems to be there's quite a lot of movie theatres here, so it seems like I should be able to find it somewhere in Malmö, which is where I
Yeah.
now live.
Yeah.
If anyone's confused as to
Yeah.
what that is. And hopefully you'll get it in Bristol, yeah,
Yeah,
because it
hopefully.
is like a black-led indie film, which means distribution kind of
Yeah.
gets, yeah,
That
isn't quite as good.
doesn't get to Taunton all that often.
Right,
Yeah.
exactly. So yeah, so hopefully we'll get to see it anyway.
Yes.
That's interesting. But yeah, there are just like a shit ton of good films coming out, or like interesting looking stuff. And there's like cool sequels as well. There's Maleficent, Zombieland, Double Tap. Yeah, adaptation of Donna Tartt's The Goldfinch, which I'm sort of on the fence about because I really love her books. And yeah, I'm not sure how that will go, but I might just go and see it. Yeah, there's just loads, isn't there?
Yeah, I think isn't there a Star Wars film coming out at some point in the next couple of months, something like
Oh,
that?
of course. Yeah, do not forget the Star Wars film. I think it's
Yeah.
20th of December. It's so the last in the Skywalker saga.
Yep.
So that would be J.J. Abrams is back on deck. So we shall see.
Yeah.
It'll be interesting anyway. I will definitely go and see it.
Yeah. Like, I mean, probably. It's certainly on my radar.
I may. I'll
Yeah.
check my schedule, check my dance card. Yeah, so let us know if you want us to cover any of those things we've mentioned in particular. If you want us to argue the toss about any of them, we can do that. And where can they contact us to do that, Drew?
Oh gosh, it's been so long since we recorded one of these that I've forgotten. But yeah, you can get in touch with us on Twitter at ArgueTheCast. You can
So yeah, Twitter's probably the best place. But if you're not on Twitter, we're in all the podcast places, and I think most of them have comments things, don't they?
Yes.
But yeah, Twitter and GameIndustry.com are like good places to get in touch. And that's us. That
Yep.
was games and films. Maybe next week we'll do stuff. I don't
Yeah.
know. What is stuff?
Yeah.
What
We'll
even
find
is
some
stuff
stuff.
anymore? Yeah. We'll find some stuff for next week. There's a promise we're going to regret. Until next time, Drew.
Cheerio.